This chazara is l'zeichen nishmas habachi yiches l'shvag alo v'shalom ben Avram Yehuda. Sech the brachas davav. Abba ben Yamin says in a braisa, if a person can see all the shadim that surround him, he would literally collapse from fright. Abaya says there are more shadim than there are people and they totally surround us. Rava says the feelings of being overcrowded at the kalashir, of the weak knees, of the clothing of the rabbanim being worn out even though they don't do physical labor, and of the weak feet, of the tired feet, is all because of the shadim. If someone wants to know that the shadim are present around him, he can surround his bed with sifted ashes, and in the morning he'll wake up to find the footprints of a rooster in those ashes, which is the footprints of shadim. The Gemara gives a formula to be able to apply to oneself, to be able to actually see the shadim, but it is a very dangerous process, and in fact, we are told that Rabbi Bar Abaye was harmed when he tried to go, when he used that process. Brisa quotes Abba Binyamin, who says that one's tefillah is only accepted when it's said in a Beis HaKnesses. This is based on the pasuk of Lishmoya El Harino V'Yala Tefillah, B'Mokim Rino Shem Tehei Tefillah. Ravin Bar Avado, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, dashens a pasuk to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always found in a Beis HaKnesses. Psukim then teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found when there's a minyan who are davening, also when there are three people judging as a bezdin, even when there are just two people learning, the Shekhinah is present, and even when one person learns alone, the Shekhinah is present. The difference is that when there are two people, their words are written over in the Sefer HaZichronos, and the Chiddush of saying that when there are three people judging, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, teaches that the judging of a case is not just Al Shalom, it's considered to be Torah. But with a bezin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only comes once the bezin is in session, whereas with a minyan who are davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes even before the minyan is present. Rabbi Ovin Bar Avado, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, darshens a pasuk to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin, the parshiyas are parshiyas that praise Klal Yisrael, whereas in our tefillin, the parshiyas are parshiyas that praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ravin Bar Avado, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, darshens psukim to teach that when someone typically comes to a basement, when someone normally comes to a shul, and one day he doesn't show up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. And if he's not there because of a Dvar Mitzvah, that's okay. But if he went for a Dvar Rishus, then he will not have success in that Dvar Rishus. Rabbi Yochanan darshens a pasuk to teach that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Shul and there's no minion there, Hashem gets upset. Rav Chelba, in the name of Rav Huna, darshens to teach that anyone who has a Makom Kavua for his Tefillah will be helped by the Elokei Avraham, who also, Avraham Avinu also had a Makom Kavua for his tefillah, as we learn from Sukkim. And when this person dies, they'll be maspid him and say that he was a chosid and he was an anov. He was a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Avchelba, in the name of Rav Huna, says that someone should not walk out of shul with big steps as if to show that it was painful for him to be there and he's rushing out. Abaya says, but on the way into shul, of course, someone should even run towards shul. Rav Zeira said initially when he would see the Rabbanon running on Shabbos to reach to the shir, he would think that there would be a Mechal Shabbos, one should not be running on Shabbos. But after hearing from Rav Tamchum in the name of Rav Shulman Levi that one should run to a Dvar Halacha on Shabbos, even on Shabbos, Rav Zeira himself started running as well. In fact, Rav Zeira said that the Iker Schar for going to a shir, which one doesn't really fully understand, is the running towards the shir. Abaya says the Iker Schar for the being at the Kalashir is for the feeling crowded. Rava says the Iker Schar for going to Ha'alochashir is the Svaras that you learn and use in those discussions. Rav Papa says the Iker Schar for going to a Beis Ovel is for being silent there. And Mazrutra says the Iker Schar for a Tainus is giving the Tzedakah to Ranim who need to break their fast afterwards. Rav Shesha says the Iker Schar for making at a Hesped is for crying and inspiring other people. Rav Ashi says the Iker Schar for going to a chasana is saying things that will be misameach the chasan and kala. Rav Huna says someone who davens behind the shul outside is considered to be a rasha. Abaya says it's only when he turns his back towards the shul. There was someone who was standing outside the shul with his back to the shul and davening. Eliyahu came dressed up as an Arab merchant and killed him. Moradashin is a pasuk that teaches that tefillah is literally the pinnacle of the world, and yet people are mezalzel in their tefillah. Rav Chelba, in the name of Rav Huna, says you have to be very careful with tefillas mincha, since we see Eliyahu Anovi was answered davka by tefillas mincha. Rav Yochanan darshens that tefillas marav must be given great importance as well. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says that tefillas shachris must be given great importance as well. Rav Chelba, in the name of Rav Huna, says anyone who has anov from a sudas chosin but does not misameach the chosin, he's over b'chamisha koilis. If he is misameach the chosin, his schar is. Rabbi Shulman Levi says that he's zoicha to Torah that was given with Chamisha Koilis. Rabbi Avohu says he's considered to have brought a carbon taida. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak says he's considered to have built one of the ruins of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Chel ben Nimr Rav Huna says anyone who's a Yira Shemayim, eventually his words will be heard. Rabbi Chel ben Nimr Rav Huna says anyone who's normally greeted by his friend should try and greet his friend first. And if someone is greeted and doesn't return the greeting, he's considered to be a gazlan.